Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The fact is that we're on a good path at the border under leadership of President Biden.
The point is, it's a dark path.
The president and the vice president of the United States and the Democratic Party are so concerned about placating the left for open borders. Children are allegedly being sexually assaulted on American soil because of their total neglect on protecting our border, protecting this country, and protecting these kids.
We've all asked, what are we waiting for?
Waiting for a chance, waiting perhaps for a leader.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And there's a wide consensus behind the need to take action. You know, I want to see these kids treated as firearms under the Gun Control Act.
It's amazing. To an unsuspecting baby, almost anything can become a weapon.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And if you didn't hear me mention it earlier, here's the headline from Reuters. U.S. weekly jobless claims unexpectedly rise. But they always have to put the positive spin on it now that a Democrat, even a Democrat like Dementia Joe, is in the White House, unexpectedly rose last week, but the increase likely understated the rapidly improving labor market conditions as more parts of the economy reopen and fiscal stimulus kicks in. All's right in the world. Orange Man Bad is exiled to Mar-a-Lago, and Joe Biden is running the Alcopol Firearms and Tobacco, as he calls it, AFT. Yes, everything is splendid. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
I just wanted to applaud President Biden's appointee to the Bureau of Alcohol, Firewater, and Tomatoes.
Yeah, we should probably play that cut again today. We have new listeners coming in all the time. And this is the, you know, he said there hasn't been a director of this agency full-time or permanent other than acting since 2015. Cut 10.
Finally, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the key agency enforcing gun laws, hasn't had a permanent director since 2015. Today, I'm proud to nominate David Chipman to serve as the director of the AFT. David knows the AFT well.
Do we have any idea if this guy's name is really David Chipman or if it's something else? I mean, he screwed up everything else in that sound cut.
Oh, man, Howard. I only got one thing to say to that there, Andrew Cuomo. Stop stealing my moves. Oh, boy.
I think Bill Clinton was a lot smoother than Andrew Cuomo. Bill Clinton never said, I'm single and looking to mingle. I mean, that was just, that's too cornball. That's too cornball for Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Fever, I should say. Too cornball for Saturday Night Live, too, come to think of it. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, and we're down to the final 3 weeks for your chance to go fishing with Captain Dave. This week we're playing Where's Marciano? The challenge is harder, so the points are higher. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click Contact Us for more information.
Finally understand the meaning of the term political science. Thank you, Dr. Fauci.
I'm not even sure it's political science. It's
more like we've been fooled before.
What did he say?
We've been fooled before.
Yeah, boy, we sure have. Yeah. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me with the masks over and over and over again. It is. It is a form of religious modesty in the cult of COVID, as that column in the New York Post put it.
Political Science, another great Randy Newman song.
I was just thinking the same thing.
No one likes us. We don't know why.
Let's drop the big one. That's the
pulverize them.
Like Ronald Reagan, Randy Newman was kidding. If Joe Biden said it, you wouldn't know if he was kidding.
When pencils are outlawed, only outlaws will have pencils.
That's right. I'm going to risk being banned from YouTube again and hold up my assault pencil.
How dare you!
If I could find a pencil sharpener big enough, I'd saw off the pencil. I've already obliterated the serial number. I did that during an earlier break. Now I just need some throwdown pencils.
This is Andrew Cuomo, Emmy Award-winning governor from the state of New York. I just want to let you know that there are 9 women out there that will attest to the fact that I'm a hands-on governor.
I don't think all of them you were hands-on with, but you were hands-on with enough. So listen to him joking today. Cut 31.
Governor, your next question comes from Peter Haskell at WCBS 880. Peter, your line is now open. Please unmute your microphone.
Hey, Governor.
Hey, Peter, remember me? Tall, good-looking, blonde hair, blue eyes, button nose.
Long time no see.
Yeah.
If he'll lie about that, he'll lie about everything else. And he has been lying all along.
That reporter,
including his interest in protecting the elderly in New York State.
That reporter said a trigger phrase. Long time no see.
Long time no see. That's right. That's right. He couldn't work at Cigna, that's for sure. Cigna Insurance.
Hey, Howie, I Googled definition of infrastructure, and it came back with a picture of my empty wallet.
That's an up-to-date dictionary, and I think that's as good a definition as you're going to find anywhere.
Howie, I think Joe Biden meant Hunter didn't need a background check at a gun show.
Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate that he wasn't asked any questions, because they could have asked him about his thoughts, such as they are, if he has any thoughts, that is, about the way Hunter's girlfriend / sister-in-law, his daughter-in-law, the mother of his grandchildren, disposed of the Glock that they wanted to get rid of. Just wrap it in a plastic bag and go down to the local high school and find a trash can across the street and at the high-end grocery store and just throw it in. Don't break it up. Don't see if it's unloaded. Just throw it in. You know, somebody will take care of it. You know who took care of it? A bum. A homeless guy came by and found the gun.
This is my pencil. This is my gun. This is for fighting. This is for fun.
Oh, boy. I hadn't heard that one for a long time.
Brings new meaning to the old expression, I'm going to fill you full of lead.
Yes, it does. Also, he's going to be erased.
Biden has signed an executive order requiring everyone to wear shirts because he doesn't believe in the right to bear arms.
I think that works better in print than in, but it's good. It's not bad.
The only solution to a bad guy with a pencil is a good guy with a pencil.
That's right. And as the earlier caller said, when pencils are outlawed, well, you know the rest of that one.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, can you believe how Andrew Cuomo has been touching everything but the third rail? The last time I saw a governor get this handsy was when Chris Christie was at an all-you-can-eat buffet. We're going to be fine.
Yeah, that reminds me. Did you see, you know, he used to have a suite at the stadium in the Meadowlands where they play the Giants or the Jets games. And I guess his, it was, you know, complimentary because the Port Authority or whoever, I forget who it was, owned the stadium. And they did charge them, though, for the food, for the takeouts, and apparently he had huge bills. It practically put the state in a deficit by itself, just what he ate every Sunday when he was down there. He also went there to the Springsteen concert because that's the kind of guy Chris Christie is. He's a Springsteen fan.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear more chump line messages, you can listen to the ones that were left on the cutting room floor at around 7 o'clock every weekday evening. We post Chopped Chumps. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Sometimes they're better than the messages that make it. They're the messages that we have to leave out because it's broadcast, FCC regulations. We don't have to worry about that with Chopped Chumps, although we exercise pretty much the same amount of taste, same kind of taste. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, and we're down to the final 3 weeks for your chance to go fishing with Captain Dave. This week we're playing Where's Marciano? This challenge is harder, so the points are higher. Go to MatthewsBrothers.com and click Contact Us for more information.
I just wanted to applaud President Biden's appointee to the Bureau of Alcohol, Firewater, and Tomatoes.
Rotten tomatoes, by the way, not green tomatoes. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test, my car insurance policy to the test, and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, G-A-B-I, Gabby. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the nation's top insurance providers like Progressive, Travelers, and Nationwide, and all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just moments, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. And it's free, free to use. That's what I did. I'm not particularly proficient with computers and the internet, but I got on easily enough. And I was with my old insurance company for way more than 20 years through various incarnations of it. But nothing's ever seemed to change. My coverage didn't adjust or evolve. I always paid higher and higher prices. So finally, I just decided to see what Gabby could do for me. And it only took a matter of moments, as I just said earlier, and I got multiple comparisons, more than a half dozen comparisons, and I ended up saving more than $600 on my automobile insurance. It was very, very easy. Gabby customers on average save even more, $961 per year on average. And Gabby will never sell your info, so there are no annoying spam or robocalls later on. Put your policy to the test the way I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there are no obligations. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. What do you have to lose but a higher priced insurance policy on your home or your automobile? That's Gabby, GABI.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by GoldCo.com. GoldCo.com. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, open borders, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you can protect your money. goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What's the worst thing to yell in a crowded theater? Crowd, wolf, or fire?
Crowd. I'm going with what Joe Biden said today. You can't yell crowd in a crowded theater.
15% say you can't yell crowd. 22% say wolf is the worst thing. 63% say fire. It's going down.
All right. So Biden today, another thing he proposed was a national red flag law. This is to take away guns from people who are mentally disabled. Again, that would be a nice follow-up. Would this law apply to you, Dementia Joe, if it were in effect in the District of Columbia?
I would say the firing two blasts with a shotgun would definitely qualify as falling under the red flag laws.
Yeah, I think you're right. But listen, here's the cut, cut seven.
These laws allow a police or a family member to petition a court in their jurisdiction and say, I want you to temporarily remove from the following people any firearm they may possess because they're a danger and a crisis. They're presenting a danger to themselves and to others. And the court makes a ruling.
Do you trust the courts? I certainly don't. But if you don't have a red flag law, then your daughter-in-law has to take it away from your coke-addled, whoremongering alcoholic son when he's on a bender, and then throw it into the garbage can next to the high school. By the way, Colorado has a red flag law. Did it stop the mentally ill Muslim immigrant from Syria from shooting up the Kroger in Boulder, Colorado? I don't believe it did. I don't believe it did. But, you know, the thing is, this is one of those laws that could be used for political purposes. If you're why do you want the gun taken away from him? He has a MAGA hat. Okay. Do you think this law could ever be abused? Huh? I remember when civil libertarians used to complain about things like new moving violations being proposed, like using a cell phone. They say, oh, it'll only be used against certain groups of people. Do you think this law fits into that category if the ACLU still cared about things like that? I think the law definitely fits into that category. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, help me out with something here, will you?
Yeah.
This Joe Biden fella, he wants to take away our Second Amendment rights.
Yes.
Was he the same Joe Biden that was involved in an administration that ran an illegal gun-running operation known as Fast and Furious?
Yes, down on the southern border where everything is so peaceful and under control. That is correct, Mike. That's a very good point. I'd forgotten about Fast and Furious. Yeah, now gun violence is an epidemic. And again, this guy is also a gun salesman, like Barack Obama, like Hillary Clinton. You know, people are concerned about whether or not they're going to be able to get protection for themselves and their families. And people are rushing to gun stores to load up on firearms and ammunition because they're concerned about these kinds of draconian measures that are being proposed. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 774 says, I request that the nuclear codes be removed from Joe Biden's possession under the red flag provision. What about the red flag provision for the he's made threats at people. People of color, by the way.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Bad boys.
You know, the chain, there used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out with that chain. And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
And then he threatened to take President Trump out behind a barn or the gym, something. I forget what it was. There's no way he should have even a shotgun. God only knows he might saw off the shotgun.
Shouldn't have a cap gun.
No, he shouldn't. All right. It's that time of the week. We have a new feature. It's called Week in Woke, the Wokest Stories.
The Howie Carr Show now presents The Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
Forget acronyms for social movements. How about for federal agencies, AFT? And, of course, he also used to talk about the TTP, that was the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He called it the TTP.
So can we say today that Joe Biden has created a new cabinet position?
I think he has. But there was always that kind of position. It's the American Federation of Teachers is what it is. It was an understandable slip of the tongue, unlike many of his slips of the tongue.
I like the Acapulco fireball tomatoes. That's a great cabinet position to have.
Al Capone.
Yep. All right, so we've got a few stories to cover today. This is the part of the week where we teach Howie and all of the listeners out there how to be a little bit more woke because, again, since I've joined the show, I've noticed there's a severe lack of woke around here, and we've got to do all we can to rectify that. Today's woke stories cover everything from COVID-19 to Disney movies. So let's
COVID-19 or COVID-9, getting back to Joe Biden.
It has nothing to do with the vaccine, I'll tell you that.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that.
The pandemic could set women's pay back an entire generation.
Oh, no.
While the wage gap between men and women has narrowed over time, there are concerns the pandemic's disproportionate economic toll on women will have ramifications for years to come. How you always say, is there nothing this virus can't do? And you're right, because now it's not only a deadly virus, it's a misogynist virus.
Right. You know, there's an old joke that if the New York Times ran a story about the world ending, it would be world ending. Women minorities most affected. And I mean, this is a modern updated example of that.
Researchers say the workforce lost more women than men in 2020 because of caregiving responsibilities or because they work in low wage industries that were scaled back. Activists say large structural changes are needed to close the wage gap, including paid sick
structural
leave.
Changes.
I love this.
Structural.
I love this. The way to fix this problem of women taking time off is more paid time off.
Of course. What else?
Paid sick leave. And policies that prevent employers from using salary history to set wages and prohibiting employees from discussing their salaries. We've really got a
what? Yeah. Wait a second. You can't. They're going to cut back on your freedom of speech to discuss your salaries. What else? What about what kind of salad dressing you like? Why don't we put that in? Make that a law that you can't discuss. Because some people, you know, don't like to admit that they use low calorie salad dressing, right? I mean, so, you could make this argument about anything.
I'm not sure that's a federal thing just yet. The asking of someone else's salary that is, you know, one of your peers. But in Massachusetts, a couple of years ago, I think Charlie Bacon put it through that you could ask for a public record. I mean, a record would be made public on your contemporary salaries in your own company, whatever company you're working for, it would be provided to you.
You know, I used to do this thing called Hack Families of the Week in the Sunday Herald, and I would print the salaries of people. And there was a guy, he was leaving the Dukakis administration. He was a friend of mine, even though he worked for Dukakis. And he said, can you print my salary this week? And I said, why do you want me to print your salary this week? And he said, I don't want you to print the real salary. I want you to give me like an extra $500 a week because I'm applying for a job.
Oh, nice.
And you know what? I must say.
Did you do it for him?
Very fake news. I did it for him.
Wow. Did it work?
Yeah, it did.
Nice. Look at you, Howie, standing up for the little guy.
He later did me a favor, which I can't even mention on the air. It involved the radio industry. But, you know, what goes around comes around.
Did you 86 some competition?
No, I don't know. I think he was applying for a private sector job, and he just needed to have a – he needed to – the more salary he was making at the state level, the more he could make it at the private sector level. That's all.
Very interesting. So – in that story, the pandemic could set women's pay back a generation. All we have to do is cancel the virus. Problem solved, I think.
But we can't cancel the virus. That would inhibit the freedom of religion. We just talked about that. It's not a virus anymore.
Religion doesn't.
It's a religion.
Religion doesn't matter. All you have to do is call Stacey Abrams. She will get the virus canceled. She'll get everybody on her side to cancel the virus, and we'll all think that it's a terrible thing. And it'll
by
move
the
on
way,
its merry way.
Stacey Abrams has been saying that she did not ask Major League Baseball to cancel the All-Star Game in Atlanta. But now Fox
very
News is reporting that that's very fake news, that she did, in fact, call Major League Baseball.
I heard that she did, and then she called them back and said, please don't go.
Please don't go what?
Please don't leave Atlanta.
Yeah, but that's after it happened.
Yeah, exactly. After everything came
after
up.
After the horse was in the next county and the barn door was wide open, so, swinging open.
Howie, last week on The Week in Woke, the premiere edition of The Week in Woke, we discussed how sheet music is racist. Did we not?
Yes, we did.
Are you still listening to classical music occasionally?
Yes, KUSC.org
and who
in LA.
Who are some of your favorite composers?
Bach.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you. Did you know what you just did?
I triggered somebody?
You short-named Johann Sebastian Bach.
What do you mean I short-named him?
This is a new term we're learning today.
I just learned dead-named,
yep.
And now I got to learn short-name?
Not short-name. We're going to learn the term full-name. This is from Slate. This was out a few months ago, but I thought it was very prevalent that we bring it up today. There will be a time when we'll go to concerts again. We'll buy our tickets, go shoulder to shoulder down the aisle, maybe. The lights will dim and the conductor will walk onto the mic to talk about, Beethoven, Bach, Schumann, however you want to say it. And they might talk about Alma Mahler, Florence Price, Henry Burley, Caroline Shaw. Many of us, used to the conventions of classical performance, will hardly notice the difference. Traditional white male composers being introduced with only surnames, full names for everyone else, especially women and composers of
color.
Wait a second.
There's not too many people named Beethoven or Bach or Mozart.
Well, not anymore.
There are a lot of people named Price. So if you said Price, how would I know it wasn't
Vincent Price?
Vincent Price or David Price, the former Red Sox pitcher.
Going forward, we need to full name all composers when we write, talk, and teach about music. If mononyms linguistically place composers in a canonical pantheon.
What is, I don't know what a mononym is, and what is the other word you used that I don't know the meaning of? What is a mononym?
A mononym? I would imagine a single name. Full naming never places them there to begin with. When we say tonight you'll be hearing symphonies by Johannes Brahms and Edmond Dede, we're linguistically treating both composers as being equally worthy of attention.
But they're not, see.
Well, so we also need to get rid of people like Cher, Madonna,
right,
Rihanna, Kesha, and Beyonce, to name a few.
See, if you talk about baseball players and you say Aaron, I'm going to think Hank Aaron,
right,
not Tommy Aaron, his brother.
See, there's the problem. I didn't know there was a Tommy Aaron. We need to treat them both equally.
Well, that's a joke. That's a joke that they hit more home runs than any other brother combo in Major League history. I think Hank hit 733 and Tommy hit 2.
I do have to say the Week in Woke, and we're very proud to have them, is now a sponsored segment on the Howie Carr Show. The Week in Woke is brought to you by Thinker.org. No more in no time with Thinker. That's Think with an R. Like in Read, Thinker summarizes the key ideas from noteworthy nonfiction. With Thinker, you get a 10-minute summary to read or listen to, so you can try before you buy. For a free trial, go to thinkr.org. That's thinker.org. And now, Howie, it's time for our Social Justice Warrior of the Week. We did have a Disney story. I'm not going to have time to get to it. Maybe next week we'll carry it through. But this clip I'm going to play actually dates back to 2019. However, it's recently resurfaced on Twitter, and it's turning heads. Brittany Cooper is an American author, a professor, an activist, and cultural critic. She also weighs, Howie, in excess of 300 pounds. Ms. Cooper, a black woman, says racism, not calories, is why she's fat.
You can't get access to good health care, good insurance. The research says that black women, when we do the same diets as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower, even when we're following the diet, than our white women counterparts. And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that the racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
How are you?
I'm going to be waiting for the medical report in Journal of the American Medical Association or Lancet or somewhere.
You used to be a fat guy. Was racism keeping you fat?
Absolutely. and pizza.
Are you going to apply for reparations?
Oh, I need reparations. I could use some fried clams right now too. Some battered fried clams from Ken's. That's what I'd ask for.
That is the Week in Woke. Thank you very much to thinker.org. That's thinkwithanr.org.
thinkr.org. Okay. Thank you, Taylor. And we'll do more of this next week. The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Taxes are going way up. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Everything, every burden will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or even decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for 4 consecutive years, because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission, but in an auction, the buyer pays. With it being a seller's market, you need a broker less than ever. What you need is someone who's going to get you the most money you can. That's why you go with an auction, J.J. Manning. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Some sectors are at all-time highs, residential property in the burbs, on the Cape, wherever you can get out of the city. Others, other sectors are losing ground. Think commercial. Think retail. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this segment of the economy, too, before you cash out. Get out while the getting's good. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
You know, it's amazing how Fox News, supposedly this racist channel, or Newsmax or OAN, and never has problems with confusing one black politician or leader for another one. But all these woke liberal networks keep making the same mistake over and over, or same type of mistake over and over again. So a very corrupt politician from Florida, Alcee Hastings, a black congressman, former judge, impeached by the House, convicted in the Senate for taking bribes, the subject of all kinds of ethics investigations over the years, a misogynist, engaged in nepotism, just a bad guy all the way around. He died, and so they ran a glowing tribute to him. Well, everywhere, but MSNBC did. But they made a mistake. They used footage of Congressman Benny Thompson, who I think is from Mississippi, rather than Alcee Hastings. And this was Hallie Jackson on MSNBC having to apologize, grovelingly apologize. Cut 25.
Before we go to break, we do want to apologize for a mistake that we made on this show yesterday. When reporting on the death of Congressman Alcee Hastings, we mistakenly showed video of Congressman Benny Thompson, which should never have happened. We are sorry it did.
Which kind of reminded me of the time when Contessa Brewer called Jesse Jackson Al Sharpton. I wonder why she did that. Cut 28.
Joining me now to talk about this and the nation's real problem of joblessness, the Reverend Al Sharpton. What's your reaction to hearing someone say, you know, when it comes to income inequality, all's well, the rising tide floats all boats?
I'm Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Right. I'm so sorry. The script in front of me said Reverend Al Sharpton. I'm looking at your face. I know who you are, Reverend Jackson. We all do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't.
Oh, man. He was pissed. Hate to use gutter language, but there's only one way to describe it. But it's great to be a Democrat. You know, I'm just going to read you some stuff from the Alcee Hastings. I may still do a column on it. He was set up. The FBI got him in a sting operation, and they needed a gangster. I think I've told the story before. They said, do we have an agent that can play a gangster? Yes, H. Paul Rico from Boston. And H. Paul Rico, of course, he could play a gangster so well because he was a gangster. He died in prison in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because he had commissioned a hit in Oklahoma and had commissioned a hit in Florida. He was just he was like Connolly. He was a hitman and a thug. But he set him up. This is the Washington Post. Representative Alcee Hastings, civil rights lawyer and judge elected to 15 terms in Congress, dies at 84. He was a charismatic civil rights lawyer, a path-breaking journalist and politician. And then deeper into the story, throughout his political career, he was dogged by allegations of impropriety, corruption, and sexual harassment. You might say he was an austere religious scholar. They might as well have said that about him. To which he responded with countercharges of, you guessed it, racism. During a bitter 1992 primary with a white state lawmaker, Lois Frankel, who's now in Congress herself, he told the Palm Beach Post, the bitch is a racist. But now, he paid a $220,000 settlement to a female who said he'd made unwanted sexual advances, etc., etc. austere religious scholar.